Today's reading starts in Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, Exodus 7, verse 1. And the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall tell Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go out of his land. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, Pharaoh will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and bring my hosts, my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I stretch out my hand against Egypt, and bring out the people of Israel from among them." Moses and Aaron did so. They did just as the Lord commanded them. Now Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "When Pharaoh says to you, 'Prove yourselves by working a miracle,' then you shall say to Aaron, 'Take your staff and cast it before Pharaoh, that it may become a serpent.'" So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. Aaron cast down his staff before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh summoned the wise men and the sorcerers, and they, the magicians of Egypt, also did the same by their secret arts. For each man cast down his staff, and they became serpents. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Still Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he is going out to the water. Stand on the bank of the Nile to meet him, and take in your hand the staff that turned into a serpent. And you shall say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But so far you have not obeyed. Thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, with the staff that is in my hand I will strike the water that is in the Nile, and it shall turn to blood. The fish in the Nile shall die, and the Nile will stink, and the Egyptians will grow weary of drinking water from the Nile.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over the rivers, their canals, and their ponds, and all their pools of water, so that they may become blood, and there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, even in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone.' Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded. In the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, he lifted up the staff and struck the water in the Nile, and all the water in the Nile turned into blood. And the fish in the Nile died, and the Nile stank, so that the Egyptians could not drink water from the Nile. There was blood throughout all the land of Egypt, but the magicians of Egypt did the same by their secret arts. So Pharaoh's heart remained hardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said. Pharaoh turned and went into his house, and he did not even take this to heart. And all the Egyptians dug along the Nile for water to drink, for they could not drink the water of the Nile. 7 full days passed after the Lord had struck the Nile. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go in to Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will plague all your country with frogs. The Nile shall swarm with frogs that shall come up into your house and into your bedroom and on your bed and into your house of your servants and your people and into your ovens and your kneading bowls. The frogs shall come up on you and on your people and on all your servants.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your staff over the rivers, over the canals, and over the pools, and make frogs come up on the land of Egypt.' So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. But the magicians did the same by their secret arts, and made frogs come up on the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, 'Plead with the Lord to take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go to sacrifice to the Lord.' Moses said to Pharaoh, 'Be pleased to command me when I am to plead for you and for your servants and for your people that the frogs be cut off from you and your house and be left only in the Nile.' And he said, 'Tomorrow,' Moses said, 'be it as you say, so that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God. The frogs shall go away from you and your houses and your servants and your people. They shall be left only in the Nile.' So Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried to the Lord about the frogs, as he had agreed with Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. The frogs died out in the houses, the courtyards, and the fields, and they gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was a respite, he hardened his heart, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said. It's important for us to realize that Pharaoh made his own choices. Pharaoh was the man that he chose to be. It says that God hardened his heart, but in reality, Pharaoh chose what was stored in his heart already. And as is typical among many monarchs, Pharaoh chose to put in his heart greed, selfishness, haughtiness, and those Hebrew slaves served the purposes of his heart, and he wasn't ready to let them go. And so it was going to take a bringing down of Pharaoh and of Egypt, as God planned, in order for these people to be released. Just as much as the rise of Egypt depended on the Hebrew slaves, now the fall of Egypt was going to be to let those slaves go, and all the world was going to know that those slaves were brought out by their God. So much so that later on, when we see, for example, Rahab, she had heard about those things and she believed them. But Pharaoh has some magicians that are working for him, that are, I suppose you'd say, entertainers. And they are able to mimic, first of all, the staff turning into a serpent, and then the turning of blood, though not on the scale that God was doing through Aaron and through Moses. But I want us also to realize that they were not able to turn the blood back into water. They were only able to mimic what God had done. Sometimes we ask ourselves why they had the power to do such a thing. Well, I don't know what power they had or didn't have, but I do know that it was merely a shadow or a mimic of what God was doing. I tend to personally think it was a deceit. However, I don't have any evidence to that. We only have what has been written for us. Let's also remember how dependent upon the Nile the Egyptians are. From water to drink, to watering their crops, to fish that they would eat, which was a very large part of their diet, they were dependent upon the Nile and those canals and things. That was to direct that water for their use. And so by turning all this to blood, they didn't have anything to drink. So much so that they ended up digging around the river in order to find access to water. And this wasn't just, you know, a matter of, let's say, a day when you could get really thirsty. No, this was 7 days, and so it would be extremely problematic. Not to mention the fact that they not only could not eat fish out of the river, but all the fish died. And so you've got all this decaying organic material creating a stink, but also probably going to make the water bad even when it is returned to water. So this was a lasting plague upon them. The second being the frogs. The frogs coming to get into everything. And by everything, I really mean everything. He's talking about them getting into their food preparation, being in their beds, in their houses. And I had a brother one time mention to me that he had gone to some area where there were a lot of frogs, and they tried to lay down at night, and the frogs were so loud that he couldn't sleep. Can you imagine frogs being in your room, in your bed, in your house, everywhere you went, and the noise and the annoyance that you'd have? That would be, again, problematic. But even when Pharaoh does say, okay, I'll let you go sacrifice to the Lord, just, you know, have the frogs removed, God doesn't just make them disappear, he made them die. And so again, you've got a bunch of decaying material, and they made the land stink, as he says. But as soon as Pharaoh doesn't have an immediate need anymore, he's not willing anymore to let them go, he again hardens his heart. So while the Lord said that he would harden Pharaoh's heart, verse 15 states that Pharaoh hardened his heart. And it really is a choice of Pharaoh. I want us to understand that, because Pharaoh chose to be the man that he was, and he chose to not let those people go. So our next reading will pick up in verse 16. But think on these things today, and be careful what goes into your heart. Be careful that you are not hardening your heart against the Lord. You need to be soft-hearted. You need to be people after God's own heart, the way that David was. People that want to have a relationship with Him, and that it's very distressing when you don't. When there's some separation because of sin, you want to overcome that. David was not a perfect man, but he desired that relationship so that he would repent. So again, guard your hearts. Understand that out of it springs the issues of life. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.